Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio. This is your host, Reverend Shannon, the Psychic Cowgirl. My intention with this show is to share information, practical cowgirl wisdom, and tools to aid you on your personal development journey. I am a natural-born intuitive and psychic. I see and feel energies and connections. I use my talents to help clients become more aware of their own intuition and to tap into energies to create their dream life. I also see the energies and possibilities, timelines, and threads, which helps clients see where they could go, what all the possibilities are, and that's very exciting. I do believe in divine guidance, karma, and that intentions are the key to any situation. I offer clarity and understanding from a soul-level perspective. Sometimes, a little guidance is all we require to step into our power and move forward in our life. You can find out more about me on my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. I also have a Facebook page you can join, Psychic Cowgirl, and please feel free to share any comments or questions through the page, or you can email me from my website or simply at shannon@psychiccowgirl.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and let's begin today's show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Wisdom Wednesday with this Psychic Cowgirl. It is snowing at my house right now, so, you know, feeling a little crunchy. This is September. We're not supposed to have snow yet. It started snowing here on Monday, and it has snowed off and on since. Now, since you all know that I'm attuned to energies, I can tell you that it feels a little crunchy in my neighborhood. There's a lot of unhappy people. Crops have been flattened. I don't even know when they're going to be able to get the crop off, if they can. It's supposed to stop snowing, and it's supposed to, you know, be sunny and perhaps fall again later. I don't know. It's crazy. This has been such a strange year. I'm sure you all agree. So I have not had a radio show since about May 6th, I think, was my last one. Life just got, I don't even want to say busy because it was more than busy. It was overwhelming, and there was so much going on, and I had to take a step back. I had to look at all the things I was doing. I had to look at all the things I was committed to, and I had to reprioritize, and I had to stop, simply stop some things because I couldn't give it the time and attention that I wanted to. And one of those things was the radio show, and I pretty much just kind of said, okay, I have to stop now, and I was done. I didn't plan on it. It wasn't something that I thought, okay, I'll do three more shows, and then I'll be done. No, it was kind of abrupt, but I had to. I was energetically stretched so thin that I couldn't focus. I couldn't give the things I was doing 100% because you know how that goes. You're doing one thing, but in the back of your mind is this big, huge to-do list, and you're like, oh, okay, well, I want to do the radio show today. Okay, I need to focus. I need to do the research. I want to bring a good topic to my listeners. I want to do the best I can. Oh, but Cracker Jacks, I need to go fix that fence. Okay, and now the cows, I have to, like, buy their CCIA tags. I have to do this. Oh, and then the kids. Okay, well, they need this and this and this. Okay, well, we have that school fundraiser. I mean, seriously, monkey mind, chatter, on and on and on and on, and it was really hard to stop because you kind of get in that energetic pattern of go, 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 go. And then you have to stop because you really get no choice. It's bigger than a soul nudge. It's more of a crash, and that's what happened to me. I crashed. I wanted to just, you know, hibernate and sit and watch TV every day, all day long. And, you know, it gets pretty boring after the first hour or so. But it just got too much. I was taking on too much. I was trying to do too much. I was trying to take care of too much. And for me, it all started in December of 2013. And it just, you know, gradually got more intense and more intense and more intense. And by May, I was kind of done. I just wanted a break from everything. And interestingly enough, I stopped the radio show and I cut back on some other things. And then my family had a really unfortunate tragedy happened, and I ended up having to go to Nebraska and spend some time. And I can't tell you how happy I was that I had cut back on a bunch of stuff a couple of weeks before that so I could go and focus and spend the time that I wanted to with my family to help them through some things without feeling all that guilt. You know that guilt. We do it to ourselves all the time. I don't know why we think we need to be superheroes and be everything and do everything. But, yeah, we have to stop or slow down. If you can't stop everything, just slow down. So at the end of May and everything got kind of wild, and then during June, July, and August, I was focused on my family. My store got neglected. I had a few clients, but not very many. For me, it was wedding season. I did 7 weddings this summer, so that takes a lot of time in itself. And because I create the ceremonies, so I was busy spending most of the summer writing wedding ceremonies, which is so much fun. I really do enjoy doing it. But again, I now am more aware of timing and how much I have to spend and where I want to spend it. I'm still working through reprioritizing and figuring this all out, as I'm sure many of you are too, because I heard from you over the summer and during, you know, client sessions. We're all kind of going through this energy of what is truly important. What is truly important? And what makes my soul happy? Not what other people would think makes my soul happy, what I think or feel my soul would be happiest at. Now, this is a tricky question, right? Finding your life purpose is a spiritual theme for a lot of people. You can easily get caught up on this energetic pattern of it has to be something big. I am here to heal the world. So I'm going to open a business and I'm going to be so busy because I'm going to heal the world. That's fabulous. But is it practical and realistic? Maybe not. How about you heal yourself? How about you help people in your neighborhood? It doesn't have to be the world. Take it in smaller steps. And your soul? Your soul likes smaller steps too. Here's what I think your life purpose is for everybody. You ready? Here it is. It's really to figure out who you are. Who you are, what makes you happy, what makes you sad, what makes you giggle, what makes you cry, to truly figure out who you are at your core, at your soul level. I always say we're not here for it to be lollipops, sunshine, rainbows, all that stuff. We're here to experience. We're here to figure it out. Not easy at all. But worth it. Worth it. I'm having a little bit of a challenge being sunshiny today because of the snow. Oh, I know. I'm going to bring it up all during the show because, seriously, I'm sitting here in my beautiful house looking out at snow falling. It's like a snow globe. I'd be happy if this was December, but it's September. I love the fall. It's my favorite. We didn't even get to go crunch through any leaves yet, so hopefully this stops. But it's also, you know, a good way to look at things symbolically. So here's an example. So this is your life. You don't know what's going to happen for sure around the corner, right? You could have had these plans. You could have had things that you always do. For example, this time of year, we, you know, get ready for winter. We clean up the yard. We make sure we have hay for the cows. We make sure the cows have, you know, shelter and the horses. And we get ready to, you know, just kind of hibernate a little during the winter. Yet this unexpected snowstorm derailed a lot of people. It did. Some people didn't get their crops off. Some people didn't get all their hay hauled, and it's going to be muddy when this melts. Hopefully we get some sunshine, and that happens. So then the key is, how do you handle this? Do you stomp around? Do you have a hissy fit? Do you curse the weather? Do you curse the people? Do you blame everything on, you know, the world is out to get me? I hate my life. You know, we can get into that energy, absolutely. And a good hissy fit, there's nothing wrong with that. I completely encourage a good hissy fit now and again. And then you have to say to yourself, all right, I can be mad. I cannot like this. But really, what I have to do is say to myself, what now? I have to call on the energies of grace and move forward. Luckily, personally, we don't have any crops to get off because we only have pasture for our cows, so I'm not in that energy. And we did get our hay hauled, so we're kind of in a good space. We didn't get everything put away or cleaned up, but I'm hoping we can do that. But, you know, I was planning on riding my horse a little more. You know, we have some cow work that's going to have to be done, and it might have to be done in a snowbank. You just call in the energy of grace and that cowgirl, that inner cowgirl, you know, who just goes out and does what she has to do no matter what. Because some things have to be taken care of. You really have no choice. And some things you can let go of. It might be time. It just might be time. Because sometimes we have to let go of things to energetically move forward. It creates that space. I'm sure a lot of you listening have had friendships and relationships go sideways during these last, I'm going to say the whole year of 2014. So much of that happened. Again, look at it as figuring out what is truly important to you. Material things, they're nice. It's nice to have stuff. But really, bottom line, that's never what's truly important to us. Connections, relationships, friendships, love, family. Those are the things that nurture our soul. Yes, we have to have a roof over our head. Yes, we have to eat. So, yes, money plays into that because money is an energy exchange. It's the easiest one there is. But we can get caught up in having to make more money, because really we're scared to be poor. We're scared to be broke again. For my family, when we moved here 8 years ago, we were heavily in debt because of the BSE crisis. Completely derailed us. Completely. I'm not even sure how we managed to buy this place and make it all happen, because when I look back logically, it shouldn't have worked. But it did. It worked very well. And we had a plan, right? We had a 4-year plan to get out of debt and to move forward in our life. Well, we've been here 8 years now. And I realized this summer that we need to reevaluate our plan. We did. We did what we came here to do. So, yay! So now we're trying to figure out, well, what would we like next? You know, what's our big dream? What can we work towards? because it's so easy to get caught up in that survival energy, right? You have to work. You can't say no to work. Work, 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 work. And luckily, we do live in Alberta, where jobs are plentiful. We can have the luxury, I'm going to call it, because I know some people are worried about employment, of having steady jobs here. But even with that, we can get caught up in the energy that may be a little more global of we need to make more money. We need to make more money. No, we need to make more money. Okay, but then what? What is your lifestyle like? Are you able to spend quality family time? Are you able to spend time camping if that's your thing? Are you able to spend time just hanging out on the beach and just really sitting there and looking around and smiling that you get to do that? It's, you know, the stop and smell the roses energy. Are you doing that? Are you taking those moments? You can do it right now while you're listening to this show. Take a moment and look around at all the things that are amazing in your life. Like even when I look out at the snow, I mean, I can also look out at my huge bale pile with the bale fort that I get to play on with the kids and appreciate that I can feed my cows and horses llama this winter. Nice. Winter maybe now, a little earlier than I planned, but I can do it. I can do it. And for that, I'm profoundly grateful. It's so easy to get caught up in wanting more and needing more, not feeling we have enough. Not feeling we are enough, feeling like, well, everybody else is getting all this stuff done. Why can't I? But really, if you actually took the time to have a conversation with them, all those people you think are doing better than you, you'll be surprised at what you find out. It's our perception, right? So easy to be caught in that pattern of I am not enough. I am not good enough. I am not doing enough. And when you're caught in that, it's really hard to appreciate anything about your life. Kind of a vicious pattern to get caught into, and it's so easy, so easy. So let's all take a nice breath. As you can tell, I did a lot of soul searching in the last few months. A lot. And it was busy. I'm not going to say that I had a lot of time to stop and smell the flowers because it seemed like we were always in a rush, even when we tried not to be. And that was a collective energy because I heard it from a lot of people. We all also put on weight this summer. How rude. Usually summertime is when we're out playing and we get to, you know, slim down because after the winter, I can't tell you how many people I've talked to, myself included, that's not what happened. I still was out playing and doing things in the sunshine, but, yeah, still packed on some pounds. I summered well. It should have been wintertime. Now, great. Here comes winter. Wow. But you know what? For me, when I put on weight, a lot of it is an energetic protection because I wasn't stopping. I wasn't figuring out with all the crazy energy on how to stop and just be. Do you know how to stop and just be? And yes, meditation is a fabulous way. And I found I was doing that less. I felt like I was never alone enough. I mean, granted, I have a family and we're busy and I wasn't alone very much. But I also didn't go make the time. I didn't spend nearly the time with my cows and horses that I like to. It was almost as if, I guess in a depression kind of energy, where I felt unmotivated, completely lacking in creativity. I have store stock that has come in that I haven't processed. I've looked at it all. I've admired it. I've enjoyed it. But I haven't shared it. In that creative energy. I'm still not totally in the creative energy of, you know, giving the bracelets names and figuring out what energetic properties they have. And I'll wait. I'll wait until I am, because, again, I like to do a good job. So I don't know where this is going to take us. I'm hoping it takes us into versions of ourselves that we like better. How about that? Where we're stronger, where we have a lot more clarity on our life, on what we will put up with, what we won't put up with, things like that. It just feels like one of those processes where it gets kind of messy, kind of dirty, kind of uncomfortable before we come to a space where it's not. Now I'm going to pause for a second because I have to cough and I don't want to cough in all your ears, so hold on. Thanks. I've also found I've had more little health issues in the last few months. Again, relates back to not taking the time to take care of myself, getting caught in the busyness of that hamster wheel. Maybe that's why winter's coming early for us. Maybe it's for us to stop. Because winter, when it first arrives, it does make us stop, doesn't it? We're like, whoa. Whoa. Because then we have to readjust our whole life, right? We do things differently in the summer than the winter. For us, we travel more in the summer, right? We go visit family more. When winter hits, we're concerned with the cows and feeding them every day, blizzard or no blizzard, and all the, you know, care and maintenance that goes with that. So maybe this is a nice time. Maybe September, October are going to be those times when you kind of, all right, well, my summer didn't go as planned. I didn't have that rejuvenating, relaxing, recharging energy that I usually get. So maybe it's going to happen now. Maybe we just have to make it happen in small increments. That would work for me. You know, what makes you happy? What will recharge your soul? Does sitting down with a good mystery do that? All right, let's carve out some time to do that. What if you feel totally decadent and take a whole morning of just watching movies alone in your room or something? Grab your laptop, do that. It's really figuring out about what will it take for me to recharge. You know, the kids are back in school now, and I feel like they've never left school. It's the weirdest thing this year. Usually we have that back-to-school excitement and adjustment. No, it really feels like they've never left school and we've just been in the whole time. And I'm not the only one that feels that way. When I talk to my mommy friends, we all agree. And it's like we kind of have to remind ourselves it's September, that it's September 10th, and so then this is going to happen this month, this is going to happen next month. It's like time doesn't mean anything. Have you been thinking about doing something and you have to completely remind yourself what month it is and then what day, sometimes even what year? How often have we written down the wrong year this year? And sometimes it's crazy, like we'll write 2010 instead of 2014. It's all shifting. We're all changing. And we don't know where it's going to take us, so that can be completely uncomfortable, completely uncomfortable. I hear from a lot of people that they feel big changes coming, big changes. I feel it too. I don't know what it's going to be. It's almost as if all the work we've been doing, we've changed our timelines, it's changed our possibilities, and we get to end up in places so unexpected yet exciting. I can live with that. Who knows? Maybe next year, at this time, when I do the radio show, a lot of us will have completely different lives. Who knows, right? Who knows? If you've been listening to my show, you know that one of my favorite research sites is with Ellie Crystal, crystallinks.com. And she always talks about our experiences here being a hologram, that it's all an illusion, that our experience here is like, how does she put it? Like a big computer game. You know how when you play the virtual computer game? Well, that's what this is. And we all chose to come here and do this because we want to experience it. And that one day we'll wake up. Or how she puts it, it's this hologram that we're all interacting in is going to end. And it doesn't mean the end of the world. It's not like that. It's just the end of this cycle, perhaps. I don't know. Sometimes I have trouble wrapping my head around it because it feels a little outrageous. Sometimes it makes sense to me, but it's something I work on trying to process because I do believe in parallel lives. I do believe in past lives. And I do believe that we could be living more than one life at a time on a soul level. Why not? As for this being a hologram, why not? Could be. But she's been talking about it more often lately, how it's coming closer to the end. But time has no basis right now. So the end of this particular hologram, we could just jump right into the next one, and we could just have completely different lives within a year. Who knows, right? That's kind of where I'm going with that. We really don't know where this is going. So with that energy, we need to figure out what we really want to do. What if we don't have much time left? What if we have a lot? Who knows? Again, it goes back to figuring out what's important to you. What are your priorities? What makes you happy on a soul level? Now, for those of you that don't listen to my show all the time, and I hope that changes, I have an exercise that I do often with clients, and I'm going to do it again right now. So if you can, I want you all to stand up. I want you to dance a bit, get your energy moving. Sometimes we get so caught up and distracted that we don't pay attention to our bodies. We don't pay attention to the energies. So I want you to stretch your arms out and say, I feel great. Feels good, doesn't it? With your arms still stretched, I want you to say, I feel yucky. Doesn't really fit energetically, but okay. Now, I want you to try to scrunch. Try to curl up in the fetal position if you can. Put your knees to your chest, scrunch up, and say, I feel yucky. It kind of fits. Still in that same position, say, I feel great. Energetically, that doesn't match, does it? So I want you to stretch again, so you can feel good, be all expansive. Nice. And the reason I like to show everybody this and remind you all of this is because when something feels good in your energy, it's going to make you feel expansive and great. When something doesn't feel good in your energy, you're going to want to curl up and protect yourself. Pay attention to that. Huge clues on what works for you and what does not. Now, added to that, I feel great energy. Let's add in another piece. Some opportunity comes along and it makes you feel great, but there's this big ball of fear in your tummy. You're excited. You're excited about the possibilities. You're excited of where it could go. But there's this big ball of fear. Now pay attention to that ball of fear, because if underneath that ball of fear is this ribbon of excitement, That means you're just scared because it's a new thing and you should leap and go and do it and see what happens. If that ribbon of excitement is not there, you need more information. Because what could be happening is what you perceive this opportunity to be is exciting, but you're missing some key information pieces that will not make it exciting. Pay attention to that. Our body, it gives us so many clues because our body's attuned to energy. If you want to become more intuitive, drink more water. Water is a good conductor, as we all know. It conducts energy. This is why we talk about the chakras so often. The chakras are those energy centers that give you information constantly if you pay attention. If you pay attention. It's a practice. You can wake up one morning and be more intuitive, absolutely. But to keep it going, to understand, practice. Right? Because it's about interpretation. It's about understanding yourself, because we can convince ourselves of things that are simply not true. Kind of powerful that way as people. So take that same energy and use it to help yourself. Now, speaking of chakras, every show we are going to do the chakra balancing meditation, because we're all, you know, feeling crunchy energetically, so a good clearing is going to help us. So I'm going to do that towards the end of every show so that if you need to come back to it during the week, you'll absolutely be able to. I'm going to try to do it, you know, right around the last 15-minute mark of the show because the meditation is just under 10 minutes. We're going to do that so that we can be all clean and shiny every Wednesday. Something else I'm doing with the new format of my show is I'm going to do on-air sessions. That's right. So I don't do the call-in, get a psychic reading show because I'm by myself and it's just too energetically busy. So because lots of you do want readings, I am proposing a slightly different way of doing it. So here's the scoop on that. Once a month, and I might end up doing twice a month. We'll see how it goes. But for right now, it's going to be once a month. It's my show. I get to do what I want. And I'm going to do on air. So you're going to call into the show, and you're going to get either an Akashic Record reading or a soul session. We'll decide beforehand because you're going to tell me what's going on in your life so we can pick which way. We're going to have, you know, a brief conversation to make sure we can connect and everything's good and we're clear on what we want to accomplish with it because we only have, like, say, 40 minutes. So we want to get as much done in that time as we can. So how do you get picked to do one of these? Well, let me tell you. Join my fan page, join my newsletter, and I want you to send me a message either through the Facebook fan page or email, shannon@psychiccowgirl.com, and tell me why you want a reading. And you include your phone number and, of course, an email so I can contact you if you're the one who's picked. And we're going to do it on air. You do not have to use your real name and location, though. Because if it gets intense, which my sessions can, nobody has to know who you are. Because it's not about that. It's about giving you the best information that I can. And if you're uncomfortable with people knowing who you are, it's going to not be the best, right? Make sense? So you can absolutely have a pseudonym, fake name, whatever. I will call you by that on air. Sound fun? It will be fun. I'm really excited to do Akashic Record readings. So the Akashic Records is the book of your soul, past, present, future. All that information's in there. So if we're going to do that type of reading, what we do is we open up your Akashic Records, and I would do that before we go live on the air. I would play a commercial while I do that part. And then you ask questions, and we just go in there and get all the information and the answers. Energetically, you go with me. Pretty, pretty cool. It's created some amazing, profound energies for people. It's just cool. You have to experience it to believe that it happened. It's that amazing. And a soul session with me, it's intense. Energetically, it's intense. And we just get rid of some things that are holding you back. I can pull things out of your energy. I can access energies to replace those. One of the big things we do is we check for vows of poverty, habits of debt. Because if you find that money is a challenge for you, you might have some of these things stuck in your energy, and we get rid of them. Doing all these processes is how I ended up being in this good space that I'm in right now, even with the crunchy energies. I mean, financially, we're in a great place after being pretty darn broke for quite some time. And I'm telling you this because I want you to know this stuff works. It's worked for me. I walk my talk. I'm a pretty happy cowgirl, even if it is snowing. Yeah. Told ya, I was going to bring it up as much as I can. I'm hoping it makes the snow feel uncomfortable and it goes away. So, again, if you want to be picked to have the on-air reading, I do believe in energy exchanges. So I'm giving you a free reading, but it's going to be on air. That makes it more of an energy exchange for me. And, yeah, I promise it will also be fun. It will be. So, again, to be picked, go to my Facebook fan page. Send me a message on why you want to be picked, and you also have to be signed up for my newsletter. You can follow me on Twitter, too, Psychic Cowgirl. I'm not on Twitter very much. I really don't have the time to devote to Twitter. Maybe this winter I will more. Not sure. I'm on only a few social media places. Just, it's time. I don't have time. I'm a solopreneur, just myself. So I have to prioritize and choose where I want to put my energy, right? Just like everybody else. Remember, it is your choice, completely your choice. So I was so excited to do the radio show again today, and it's been months. It was a good break, but I'm happy to be back. I chose Wednesdays because I'm very involved in our school. My kids are important to me, of course, and so their school life. I volunteer a lot. And so Tuesdays and Thursdays are one of the bigger volunteer days. So I chose Wednesdays because it's usually a little quieter. Let me see. What else did I tell you? I have classes coming up in my area. So if you live near me and want to take a class, I'll post that on my Facebook page. It's also on my website under events and classes. Oh, have you all checked out my website? I had it redone in May from an amazing, talented, I don't know. I don't even know what Shelley's title is. I'll have to ask her. But a very talented lady in the Toronto area redid my website, and it's pretty darn cool. You should check it out. It's pretty, and it's sassy. And that was our goal, to put more of sassy Shannon energy into it. And she did an amazing job. And I have this gorgeous new logo, which makes me happy every time I get to use it. Again, it's little things, but it really made my energy happy. And this is going to be the theme that I'm going to remind you all of every radio show. Figure out what makes you happy. You're not going to be happy every day because, hello, we're here to experience. We're here to face challenges, get over them, be stronger. But what's something you do that just is for you? It's so easy to be distracted by shoulds. So easy to be distracted by that. That you forget. What if knitting's your thing? Do it. If sewing's your thing, if baking's your thing, remember, I like baking. Not to do it, but I like receiving baking. Hint, hint. What is your thing? What is your thing? Do you like writing? This really is the time to figure it out. Try some things. Try taking a class. Because it really feels like we're all going to have to just take those big breaths and simplify our lives. Get rid of some of the distractions. Facebook is a big distraction. I actually shut it off a lot because, hello, squirrel, I'm distracted easily. Amethyst will help you focus. Wear amethyst more often if you need to get some things done. Okay, because I'm still figuring out the patterns and timing of this radio show, I see I have 18 minutes left according to my little clock here. I'm going to play our chakra balancing meditation, and then I'll chat with you a little bit more after. Okay, here we go.
This is a meditation to balance and cleanse our chakras. I'd like you to sit up straight, have your feet flat on the floor, nothing crossed. Give yourself a nice breath in and out. I would like you to visualize or imagine deep, thick roots growing out the bottom of your feet, deep, deep into Mother Earth. Feel yourself grounding and connecting with Mother Earth with those deep, thick roots. Nice breath in and out. Now, imagine or visualize a white ball of energy coming up from each of those roots into the bottom of your feet. Visualize or imagine those balls of light traveling up your leg. You may feel a warm, tingling sensation. Move those balls of light up your leg, through your shin, past your knees, up your thighs, higher, higher. And then both balls of white light are going to join together at your root chakra, at your pelvis. Your root chakra deals with feelings and energies of having the right to be here. The root chakra is symbolized as red. I want you to imagine or visualize a red ball. Symbolism is personal, but I want you to have something that you're focusing on. So if it's a red ball, I want you to start spinning it until it's bright, shiny, shiny red. Right now, it may look cloudy or dirty. It may be really big or it may be really small. I want you to spin this ball of energy until it's shiny, bright, sparkly red. Spinning, spinning. The root chakra deals with energies of money, career, home, needs, and possessions. So it's really important to have this one balanced. I want you to spin it, spin it, spin it until it's bright and shiny. If you are having trouble visualizing or imagining, Archangel Raphael will be there to help you. Archangel Raphael is also going to vacuum away all the cruddy energy that comes off your chakras. So spinning, spinning, spinning. We like to give this one a really good cleanse. Spin it just a smidge more. Fantastic. You are doing great. Okay? Now this one is all shiny clean and it's in your body. Again, there's no way to do this wrong. Now, I want you to move up to your sacral chakra, which is located midway between your pelvis and the base of your spine. This one's an orange ball of light. I want you to spin that one. This is where we have our feelings and emotions. Let's spin that one until it's bright, shiny orange. This is where we are able to set boundaries when we have this one balanced. Feeling joy. Let's really spin that one and give it a nice big cleanse. Spinning, 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 spinning. For all of us that have trouble saying no at times, you can feel why it would be important to have this one balanced. Excellent. Give it a few more spins until it's bright, shiny orange. You guys are doing fabulous. Okay, now that that one feels good, move up again to our solar plexus chakra. This one is the yellow one. This one is where we can make choices. We set our intentions through this one and have our will to do things. It involves self-direction, self-esteem, and the power of transformation. So let's spin this yellow light until it's bright, shiny, and sparkly clean. Spinning, spinning. Nice. Focus on spinning that one a little more. Perfect. I can feel all the energies flying off to be vacuumed away. We're going to feel so good after this. All right. So now that that one's all shiny, let's move up to our heart chakra. This one's green. This one deals with love and I give, I care, forgiveness, generosity. So let's spin this heart chakra until it's shiny green and infused with sparkles. We want to have a pretty heart chakra. And spinning, 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 spinning. Fabulous. Let's keep spinning that one. You're doing great. Spin it some more. Like everybody's is nice and sparkly, shiny. Okay, great. Now that that one's back in place, let's move up to our throat chakra. This one is blue. We're going to spin that ball of light energy until it's shiny. This is the one where we have expression, where we listen, where we can communicate. It's all about using our voice. So let's spin, spin, spin this one. We can communicate clearly. Spinning, spinning. Fantastic. If you find that your throat chakra feels out of balance often, grab a sodalite or a lapis lazuli. Those stones will really help with that. I wear them when doing the radio show. It's really, really helpful. Okay, let's spin that one just a little bit more. You're doing fantastic. Okay, now that that one's all clean, let's move up to our third eye chakra located in our foreheads. This one has to do with telepathy, intuition, imagination, visualizing, all that good stuff that you've been doing. So this one is the darker purple color, and we're going to spin it until it's very sparkly. Nice. Keep spinning. Our intuition's located here, so we like to have this one clean so we can get our messages, right? Keep spinning. Excellent. Spinning, spinning. Perfect. Kate, now that it's nice and shiny, clean, deep, deep purple. I see a lot of yours as deep, deep purple. Beautiful. Okay, let's move up to our crown chakra located at the top of our head. Now this one is a pale violet, or you might see it as clear. We're going to spin that ball of light until it's bright, shiny, clean, and sparkly. This is where our psychic and intuitive abilities can be found. Our faith, our connection to the divine, ability to trust life, values, ethics, courage. Lots of stuff happened in this crown chakra. So let's spin that one until it's really, really clean. Excellent. Great, you guys have been working on this. This one was pretty clean. Okay, so let's put that one where it's supposed to go. And remember, there's no way to do this wrong. Just the act of listening to my voice and doing this exercise will create the energies and it will happen. It's as simple as that. Let's visualize or imagine that ball of light again, just right above your head. And then you're going to move it down, down through your face, down through your neck, down through your chest, down through your pelvis. That ball of light is going to break into two, and each ball of light is going to go down your thighs, past your knees. You're going to feel refreshed, able to focus. You're going to have a lot of clarity after this meditation. Continue sending that ball of light through past your knees, down your shin, and out the bottoms of your feet, and ground you deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth. And then you can bring your awareness back to the room, back to your body. Meditation is about doing what feels natural to you. You're letting the energy do the work. Takes a little trust, takes a little faith, but if you practice it, you can come back to this meditation anytime and replay it. Have an excellent day.
Hey, didn't that feel fabulous? I feel like I want to stretch now. I feel like I want to wiggle. But I feel good. It's definitely one of my favorite meditations. So don't forget, you can come back anytime and listen to the replay and fast forward to the last 15 minutes and cleanse your chakras. When I recorded it, it was way longer because I was giving you more information about each, but Blog Talk wouldn't let me upload it. Bummer. I find that you really need to make sure that your bottom chakras, like your root chakra, your sacral, your solar plexus, are balanced because it will help keep the rest more balanced. You need that good foundation. Just like in business and in life, you need a good foundation before you move on. So, it's been fun, even though it feels like I haven't left. Just like the kids going back to school, it feels like I still do the radio show every week. So I'm grateful for that energy. I like doing the radio show. So don't forget to send me a message so you can apply to be picked to have a free reading if that makes you happy. It'll make me happy. And have a good rest of the week. I'm going to play my outro and be done. And I look forward to chatting with you all soon. Bye.
You've been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with your host, myself, Shannon Lackman. If you'd like to learn more about me and what I offer, please go to my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. All my sessions and services are listed there. If you would like to get a deal, tell me that you've listened to the radio show and use the code word, use the code word Raphael, and you will automatically get 20% off because I will know that you've been listening to the radio show. I wish you all a most excellent day, and I hope you tune in soon.